I think we finally got our foreign correspondent on the phone. As many of you have heard, there have been riots in Nepal for the past several weeks. And now with more on this story is our foreign correspondent, Angus McFarker, who's in Nepal on assignment. What's the latest, Angus?
Well, I'm in Kathmandu, and I'm in jail. They gave me one phone call, so I thought, I'll ring up Mark and file a report.
Oh, my God.
I take great pride in my work, Mark.
Oh, my God. My God, Angus, what happened? I'm glad you filed the report, but what happened?
Well, me and the lads here have been rioting against King Gayanendra. He's an autocrat, you know. Bloody dictator. A first-class butt biscuit, Mark. These Nepalese geezers are trying to get a bit of democracy around here. But King Numbnuts and his Nancy cops chucked all of us protesters in the clink, which, if I may say, smells a bit like sweaty armpits and rancid yak butter. Not something you want served on a plate for tea, I promise you.
Wow.
Unsavory.
Wow, you must have had a rough week.
Well, if by rough you mean absolutely brilliant, then yes, I have, Mark. Oh, I've been beaten like Joan Crawford's daughter all week. My kidneys are purple and veiny like a pimento loaf. My pee is the color of lobster bisque. I never felt so alive. Top of the world, Ma.
Oh, well, now I've been reading about the situation there, Angus, and I understand that the king has offered to hold elections by April next year.
Bollocks! That is total bollocks! King Gayanendra is a lying panty sniffer, a power mad son of royal scum.
Well, wait, so that means he's like the George W. Bush of Nepal?
Oh, nicely played, Mark. Yeah, he's a monarch, and nobody likes the monarchy. Queen Elizabeth, wanker. Queen Victoria, wanker. Lady Di, wanker. And so on and so forth. We Scots have never been fond of the crown. Did you see Braveheart? Well, son, that'll give you a general idea of our sentiments on that topic. Every man dies, but not every man truly lives. Oh, makes me weep like a baby every time.
All right, so Angus, the fighting has been fierce then, yes?
Oh, yeah, extremely fierce, given that the Nepalese are a bunch of Hindus and Buddhists, yeah? What is the sound of one hand kicking your ass, eh? Maximum violence!
So how'd you get arrested, Angus?
Okay, one day, the local kids are running around the streets, and they're chanting, Gayanendra thief! Leave the country! Like that, right? Throwing rocks at the cops and what have you. Then, a few of them start stacking these tires up, right? Tires?
Yeah.
And they're just standing around.
Oh, no, I see what's coming.
There.
I see what's coming.
So I say,
yeah.
Oi, Nancy!
Yeah.
Are you gonna burn that stack of tires? Or are you gonna stick your toter in it? Next thing I know, whoosh, fire, smoke, go! It was gorgeous, Mark. But, of course, my lungs filled up with a noxious residue and I passed out.
All right, and then that's when the cops got you.
Oh, aye. I got a huge lump on my head. I woke up in the pokey here with my man sack aching and filling up with pus. Oh, you can't beat democracy, really.
All right, Angus. When do you think you'll be released, buddy?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, if all of us protesters push on these bars, I think we can just push ourselves right on out. Come on, lads. Put your backs in it! Oi, 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 oi! Go!
Angus. Hey, hello? All right, well, that was our foreign correspondent, Angus McFarker, reporting from Kathmandu. Once again, making news. That's what Angus does. He makes news. He doesn't report on the news.